I'm sitting with Herb Stevenson talking about his principles of leadership. Herb, can you tell me what the fourth principle is and how it's used in our work and lives?
The fourth principle is the ability to initiate, support, and create order while being open to outcome. It's actually the primary principle where many senior executives, especially CEOs, have a breakdown. Once you get to a CEO position, the complexity of the job or the position itself does not allow us to hold on to the detail where every order is right down to the dot and the T's, or I's and crossing the T's, is possible. So it's understanding that the best we can do is initiate, support, and create order while being open to outcome. So one of the ways, another way to explain that is that in initiate, supporting, and creating order, what we're saying is giving sufficient guidance and direction, vision if you prefer, to them to lead them towards a picture that you see as the future, but being open to the idea that in the process of trying to get there, there's going to be many things that we cannot control and still be successful. And when we do that, it builds massive trust and sharing. And when we initiate, support, and create order, for example, as we look at the examples of IBM, they left initiate, support, and create order by creating an environment where innovation and various applications could be treated in such a way that everything was viable. In other words, it was a realistic alternative. Well, we found a glue that didn't stick very well, and we create post-it notes. So we can sit back and say, they got lucky. Well, it's not really lucky. The CEO understood that while not while being open to outcome, or another way of saying is being open to surprise, that we can still move towards our overall goal to initiate, support, and create order, which in this case, if we apply it to organizations, it's success. It's profits. Meeting whatever other goals that it is that we're trying to accomplish. And it ties them back to the first one. If you realize the ability to initiate, support, and create order without being open to outcome ties very heavily to show up and be present without preconceived notions. And so what ends up happening, these four principles reinforce each other, and as you deepen your understanding of them, you realize that 90% of success as a leader is to be fully present in the moment, listen to the details, and then based on what you know, understand, and have gotten clarity on, make your decisions to support others to go out and do the same thing. When that happens, it's amazing the quality of the leadership that evolves.
In this fourth principle, why do you put initiate, support, and create order together?
Well, in truth, that's how it works, because order is, out of chaos comes order, and out of order comes chaos. So when we're looking at it from the overall idea is that's what a CEO does. They do initiate, they do provide support, and sometimes they create. They'll offer a piece that requires the breaking of inertia that leads to, let's just say, the piece that was missing to allow everything to settle in. So they actually tie together. If you look at almost every action or every executive decision, they will always have all the parts that initiate, support, and create order in order to, as a means to get to the result they seek. The question is being open to outcome is knowing that we aren't necessarily always going to hit the numbers, but it doesn't mean we can't be successful. It means that we can be successful in ways that we were surprised by.
So you initiate, support, create order, and then be open to whatever may come after that.
Well, it's being open to the outcome, and the sense is that there's always this test. We do a little, and then we wait and see the results. And so being open to the outcome is gives us a larger perspective. It doesn't mean I don't have goals that I'm going to pursue. It just means that the outcome could have a surprise element to it. And by being open to see the larger picture, we also not only could miss some potholes in the road, but we also can find successes that we would never have seen. So while being open to the outcome, another way of saying it is being open, period.